Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What are people most worried about when it comes to their upcoming wedding? Raven, almost 70% of couples get married between now and September.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weddings.
Makes sense, yeah.
I don't know if it's still the stat, but last year it was 2.6 million couples got married during that stretch of time.
Wow.
It's a lot of people, right?
Yeah, for sure. People want to take advantage of the summer season, depending on where they are. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Yep. So they did a poll to find out what people are most nervous about when it comes to getting married, their wedding day, the most anxiety. Number one was weather, the weather being a factor.
The thing you can't control, of course, right? When you've got an outdoor wedding, like, you've got to be aware of that.
Yep. Number two was problems with the venue and decorations.
Yeah.
So the flowers aren't what you wanted. You're not happy. The food isn't good. That kind of stuff.
You made the promises, but you weren't able to deliver.
And then number three, I thought was fascinating. Most brides had a lot of anxiety about their wedding dance because they don't like to be the center of attention, and they didn't like everybody having to stare at them while they danced. And that was the least of my worries when it came to my wedding day.
You know what? My company deals with this a lot, and from time to time you do get those brides. I find that there's two kinds, right? There's ones that definitely want that center. They want to be that focus. It's their big moment. And there's others that are just like, can we do it later?
Later.
The dance.
They try to put off doing the actual wedding dance.
Yes.
You know what I don't like is I don't understand why. I remember for me, I said, like, for the first 60 seconds, we'll dance alone out there, but then you have to invite everybody else to come out to the dance floor.
Sure,
like,
sure.
You don't need to watch me dance for 4.5 minutes.
That's fairly typical.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking back to my wedding day, and I feel like none of these, I had issues with all of these. Weather was obviously a big problem. Like, I got married in a snow season, and my father wanted to kill me. And because we had so much family flying in from Canada and from Italy.
Yeah.
And he was so worried. And the day before, we had 7 inches of snow, and he was, everything worked out fine. But at that moment, I thought for sure this was going to be the end of my life when it came to my father.
Travel can definitely be stressful as people are coming in, right?
But my biggest concern when I got married, and I know this sounds crazy, but I started having these nightmares about 3 weeks before my wedding day that something happened to my dress. And that I was walking down the aisle, and this is, I'm going to date myself now. Remember when we all used to wear those velour Juicy Couture jumpsuits, right?
Yes, yeah.
In my dream, I'm wearing one. It's not even white. I'm wearing my brown
Juicy Couture
jumpsuit. And I remember walking down the aisle being like, why did I pick this? And I was like, well, I guess it's cool. If you don't have your wedding dress, you're wearing this. And like every day leading up to my wedding, so all I would think about was something happening to my dress.
But indeed, nothing happened to the dress. You were fine.
I was fine. Right. I did not wear the Juicy Couture jumpsuit.
Yeah. I had two real concerns there is that number one, I had heard so much about the chicken marsala at this venue here that my uncles, my father-in-law or soon to be father-in-law, they were all talking about it. So I thought to myself, if this marsala does not measure up, like it's going to be a thing I'm going to have to hear about all night long. The other thing was with our friends, like they go outside, they start hanging out. It had beautiful grounds out there. So if they go outside and they start hanging out, they don't come back in. So we removed all the chairs from outside of the venue.
That's a crazy person thing to do.
Yeah, but we did it and it worked.
What?
Yeah, it worked. I mean, nobody went out there. the ceremony was over. Cocktail hour was over. I was like, pack up those chairs and put them in the back. Yep, that's what they did.
That's nuts.
Outside.
When it came to your wedding, what was the thing you were most worried about? You had the most anxiety? 1-800-330-9999. It's wedding season. Over 2 million weddings are going to happen between now and September, which is wild, right, when you think about it?
Yeah.
They did a poll to find out what are people most worried about when it comes to their wedding. Weather, Yeah, probably, right?
Can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Problems with the venue or decorations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then most brides had a lot of anxiety about their wedding dance because they don't like being the center of attention, which I thought was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. There's ways around it, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at our text line. Honestly, going to the bathroom. I pee every 20 minutes, yeah. And I'll be wearing a very fluffy tulle gown, and we're renting porta potties. Nuff said.
Yeah, it's a lot. Listen, I mean, then you've got everything that's underneath it. It's not just the dress, right? There's a million things to deal with back there.
Oh, my maid of honor, my cousin Angela, she worked that day.
Right.
Getting me in and out of that dress every time I had to go to the bathroom.
Tying that thing up, bustling it, all that. Like, it's never right, too. It's,
yeah.
It's a whole challenge.
Another text says, people being late because of traffic. Oh, that's the worst. Mm. If there's, like, an accident on, like, the way to the venue, and then everyone's showing up 45 minutes late and cocktail hours only an hour.
Friday night weddings. That's a challenge with Friday night weddings. Yeah.
What were you most worried about when it came to your wedding? 1-800-330-9999. Dan?
I did have a big wedding worry when I got married. My big wedding worry was, is my tuxedo actually going to arrive on time?
No.
That's a big
All
one.
Of my groomsmen had theirs. But the guy who wore mine before me never returned it.
Oh, come on.
It showed up 3 hours before I had to get married in a box the size of a shoebox.
Oh, my.
FedExed overnight. Had to get it cleaned and pressed, and it was all set about an hour before the wedding started.
Wow. I mean, what an amazing effort from the dry cleaner. I mean, that's Herculean, basically, on top of it in wedding season. That's crazy. Shows up in a shoebox.
I would have a... I can't even imagine 3 hours before my wedding not knowing what I was going to wear. That was my nightmare, that something was going to happen to my dress and I was going to have to wear my velour Juicy Couture sweatsuit.
Did your bride know this was going on?
She knew this was going on. She also knew the backup was a powder blue leisure suit.
Mm. Nice choice. Nice. Saving it for a reason.
Danielle, what are you most worried about for your wedding?
This might be kind of weird, but I'm really worried about my husband and his sweating because it goes through his shirt and then it goes through his jacket. It's going to ruin all the photos, and it's just super embarrassing.
Oh, he's a sweater. Are you getting married soon?
Yeah, in 3 weeks.
This was a thing with my husband. He didn't want to get married in the summertime because he didn't want to be hot all day.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married in the winter. Like, that was one of the big reasons.
It's a good choice because getting married in the sun... really, really hard on those hot days. I did a vow renewal in the Bahamas. I thought I was going to burst into flames.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really do sweat quick. And some guys sweat more than others, too. So, you know, backup shirts. All I can tell them is keep the coat off, backup shirts, and you keep them in air conditioning until the second it's go time for the ceremony.
I don't know if this is a real thing, but I read it on the internet, so it might be. That I read that the the characters... that get dressed up at Disney World, right? They switch out every 15 minutes, but they also wear ice vests. So maybe if you could find an ice vest,
right,
to wear under his tux that day.
That won't make his tux damp at all.
No. I'm sure they're high-quality ice vests they could strap on him.
I do think, actually, they have... So those construction workers have heated clothes, and I do think there are cooling clothes now, actually, mm-hmm. as a matter of... You know what? You should get on this, all right?
You should get
on this right away. Right. And also, hopefully, he doesn't get electrocuted. I don't know about those guys.
1-800-330-9999. What did you have most anxiety about when it came to your wedding day? What were you most worried about on your wedding day? What you thought was going to go wrong? You can call 1-800-330-9999. It's wedding season. 2 million couples are probably going to get married between now and September. That's the stats. Busiest time of year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said the top three things that people have anxiety about when it comes to their wedding day is weather, the venue and decorations. Obviously, if the food is bad or whatever. And the third was bride's number one thing they said was their first dance, which I thought was shocking that people don't like to be the center of attention. And they were nervous about everybody watching them.
Some people can't get enough. Some people don't want it at all.
Yeah. What was your biggest wedding day worry? 1-800-330-9999. JD.
Well, we're already married. We had a beautiful outdoor wedding. It was magnificent on a beautiful, beautiful day like today.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Well, years before that, I was at a wedding in Maryland. It was a hot, humid day. The caterer made a mistake of bringing out the wedding cake, and it was a multi-tiered wedding cake, beautiful, beautiful cake. And it was so hot and humid, and the kids, all the wedding people were getting drunk and dancing, and they didn't realize the cake became the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And then all of a sudden, the cake hobbled over onto the floor. I could never forget that. That was my biggest fear, my own wedding. Thank God it didn't happen. It wasn't hot. It wasn't humid. It was beautiful, beautiful. Everybody had a great time. But that was my biggest fear, is just the cake toppling over.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, my big fear would be walking with that cake. These people that deliver those cakes, like, they got nerves of steel.
I don't even understand how they can put them in a car and just keep their fingers crossed. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Forget it.
I don't know how they do it.
No.
I'll never forget this. And then they were diving. The kids were diving for a piece of cake because they didn't want to lose it.
At that point, let them go for it.
Right. I mean,
oh, my God. It was a cake-a-palooza, if you ask me. But yeah, it was wild.
Well, I'm glad yours worked out.
Oh, my God. It sure did.
Hector, are you getting married, or did you have a big worry when you were getting married?
No, I just recently got married. And you know what my fear was?
What?
My mom not showing up.
Oh, your mom.
All because I didn't invite my sister.
Oh.
My sister's one of these people you can't give advice in life.
Yeah.
And so she blocked me from all her social media, so I didn't invite her. And my mom said, oh, if you don't invite her, I'm not coming.
Mm.
She still ended up coming, though.
It's so tough when there's
Hector,
fractures in the family.
I have literally heard this story this past weekend with another family that I'm close to.
Sure.
When there's the siblings that don't get along, it is wild on how it can, like, divide a family. And I feel so bad for everybody involved because it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, and parents don't always make the right decision, too, right? They shouldn't pick sides. They should say, hey, we're going to work this out right now.
Oh, gosh.
I'm the big brother. I just try to get good advice to my younger siblings. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Hector, on your wedding. We appreciate a call. All right.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Jordan, how about you? What are you most worried about for your wedding? When is your wedding, actually?
My wedding is in another 3 months.
Okay. And what are you most worried about?
I am really worried about my family and my fiancé's family getting into a fight at our wedding.
A big one that's on this list.
You know, it's a strange thing when it comes to weddings is at some point, most of these events, somebody else is going to think it's about them. And it's not. It's not at all about them. It's not anything about them.
It's
about the two of you coming together and celebrating.
Right,
so.
But I know that. And you know that. But I feel like most people, it doesn't matter. And I think that there's always family drama. And even if you, in your heart, know that it'll be okay, you're still worried right up until that moment.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/drivertech. Paid for by NHTSA.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.